It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 851.
Happy weekend banter and also Screenplay Sunday.
Oh, yes.
How are we, Georgie
and
boy?
Josh's birthday eve.
Yeah, mate. Yes. You already fired up? Fired up for your day, Joshy boy?
Haven't been thinking about it that much. But okay. it feels very unearned, to be honest.
Well, what do you mean? That is life.
It's just a birthday. Everyone has them. But yes, tomorrow I turn 30.
Well, technically you do earn your birth because you are the superior little sperm. And you manage to break through onto the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Musical Sundays.
Yeah. Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. It is Screenplay Sunday. Now, last week, clusterfuck, George didn't know if Josh was writing a script, came Hang half on. Prepared, something no, he'd I... written on the toilet.
Well, yeah. I was told by Josh, I'll do next week's script.
Look, mate, this is not...
How serious did I sound when I said that?
Actually, it was written. It was in Slack. So
really?
Who knows well, what the tone
but
was.
But I think it might not have been him. I think it happened when you like said, hey, I've... How did it come about? I feel like you would have sent your script and then I would have just in a response guilt been like, oh, yeah, good job. I'll do the next one. But that's not really a commitment.
It was at... So we recorded the show at 12:30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you messaged at 12:20 and you said, hey, was I meant to do a script for today? Mm-hmm. And I said, it's all good. I've got you back.
And then what did I say?
And then you said, I'll do it next week.
Okay.
Great. So well, that, yeah. Saved by Gronk Gideon, because this week Gideon has come through and written a screenplay. Is that what you say? Mm-hmm. Written yes. a screenplay for us, and he sent it through. And so we've just received this. George, do you want to do a reset on what Screenplay Sunday is all about?
Well, Screenplay Sundays came about because Josh got right into screenwriting. He did the masterclass. He got...
Got or is? Is right into it or got right into it?
He got right into it.
Look at all the look at all my index cards, all the white, all the blue, all the yellow. Like, that is a guy who loves screenwriting.
He got a new keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A new keyboard so he could write better. Mm-hmm. You got 4,000 index cards so you could come up with more ideas.
Yes.
And you bought masterclass so you could learn the process of screenwriting.
All true.
And then I got on board because I was like, this sounds great. I want to do this.
Yep.
And so I wrote a couple of little screenplays and then we decided Screenplay Sunday. Every Sunday we could read someone's screenplay and give each other feedback and we can all improve together.
I was just going to say, this is like when 3D Deal made an announcement when you were trying to rewrite Seth Godin's book.
Yes. Yeah,
that he's going to write a book of himself.
Yeah, so a reset for that. There's a lot of resetting going on.
Oh, yeah. No, throw it to Mason. Reset. These are the reset kings on the show.
Yeah, Mason, what was the deal with the book?
Well, so... What did you come... How did you even start it?
That's not a good reset.
Was this just one day?
I was reading a book about copywriting and being better, and they suggested rewriting your favourite written, text, things that you love. And so...
Yeah, blog post or paragraph.
Yeah, and so I'm like, I'm going to rewrite This Is Marketing by Seth Godin. And so I got the book and I was writing it and it was meant to, I think, when was it meant to be done? The first time I've been
July one.
Three different places. Like
July 1 was at least the second.
The second one. Yeah, I think it was meant to be New Year's. I think it was
That's right.
To be.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was going to be New Year's.
Because there was a whole bid for it.
18? Is it? I think it was. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it must have been.
December 2018, I was going to have the book finished. And then I re-announced, I said at the end of the December, I was like, look, July 1. And then heaps of things happened. I didn't have it ready for July 1. But 3D Dill, our intern from Canada, wrote a memoir. And so he had an announcement on July 1. And he...
self-published.
He self-published. It's on Amazon. It's called I'm Still Figuring It Out. Is that the title?
Yeah. Exactly.
And so anyway, the book is still not done, but I have all the pages that I have. I wrote many, many pages.
You did. And it's all a good laugh, to be honest. But today is Screenplay Sunday, and we're going to get through this screenplay. So we haven't looked at it yet. Mm-hmm. I've just opened it. I see just at a glance there's a few characters. Do you want me to just assign some characters to people?
Yep.
So I think as tomorrow's your birthday, JJ, you can have the one with the most dialogue. Emily. Mm-hmm. Emilie.
So Gideon's Emily. Just one quick thought.
critique.
Yeah, critique. Yep. Like he's, I don't know whether he's trying, he's a bit of a hipster, Gideon. And I think that he's like, the title has a bunch of, they're not umlauts, but they're, there's something on top of O's and E's, and there's fucking, he spelled Emily, E-M-I-L-I-E.
Well, good pickup Gideon has said that it is set in a hipster cafe, and
oh, this is good.
The characters, there's customers, which we will assign, are hipsters. And so,
based on,
I think Gideon's
stories,
probably 40% hipster in his approach. You know, he's not up there with that 70% hipster.
Sure.
He did have a mullet, but he is a fucking cracking bloke. Okay. Which not all hipsters I've found in my time are. And so he's an exception.
What does that mean?
You know, just a bit standoffish. Like, unless you're fucking messing around with a bag of MDMA, they're not going to have time for you.
A lot of drug talk. The last three apps have been a lot of drug talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to be the gummy guy. No, Friday night gummy guy.
Yeah. The balls. Okay, so here
look,
we go.
I'm the guy that takes least substances here. Anyway, let's go.
So, Emily, that's me. Then you do the rest. Yep.
So, we got Emily. And then I'm gonna give myself. Actually, nah, fuck. I wanna do the
The least. The interior thing.
No, it's JJ and I. I'm Samantha. Okay, I've always wanted to be called Samantha.
Okay, and then George, you can be customer one.
Yeah.
And Mason, you're customer number two.
Okay. Yeah.
And George, can you please read the action?
Oh, there's customer three.
Four and five.
That will be Tommy.
Oh, jeez.
Tommy, and then Josh, you're four, and then it goes back to George at five.
Oh,
five.
No.
Okay.
Hang on.
Are you sure you want Josh as customer four? Because he'll be Emily talking with himself.
Josh should just be Emily.
How about George and I just alternate in the character in the
great
customers.
Idea, Seth.
Okay, so we're
absolutely
customers.
Great.
So I'm George. You're one. I'm two. You're three.
Do you want to go?
Etc.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
I've given myself the least amount of
the
speaking.
Least time.
It's 1, 3, 5.
You can read the TJ. You can read that other.
Do you reckon?
Stuff.
Why not?
Who else wants to?
I'll read action. Yeah.
You know what? I actually learned from Reese in the industry. We call it reading the big print.
Okay.
Wow, there you go.
I'm going to read the big print.
I need to write this down.
All right. Here we go. You ready?
Don't fuck it up, TJ. I just don't want the
Screenplay Sunday.
Okay.
Here we go. Devotion Cafe by Gideon Hine. INT. Not sure what that means.
Interior.
Interior. Devotion Cafe.
Should we want to do a big print?
Okay, mate. Shut the fuck up, George. We'll cut you off the
TJ,
call in
any
2 seconds.
Any other questions before? I just don't want that to happen every time.
Fade in. No, got that. I'll say customer two. Do you need to say that? You don't say. You just let it. Yeah. Okay. The kitchen. Yeah. No, I've got it all. All right, guys. Less judgment here, please. Here we go. I'm starting from the start. We need this clean. Devotion Cafe by Gideon Hine. Interior. Devotion Cafe in Carlton, North Melbourne. Fade in. Emily, 29, student. Enigmatic, approachable. Switches the close sign to open in the cafe on an early Sunday morning and awaits by the till for orders as she presses play on the cafe's Spotify playlist.
Hey, mate. What can I get for you today?
Just the usual, thanks.
Is that a latte?
No, it's a flat white.
With regular milk?
No, oat.
Oh, all right. No worries. They'll be $4.50.
The customer walks off as Emily turns to her co-worker, Samantha. Student, 24, barista.
Who the fuck was that?
Honestly, never seen the dude. Emily rolls her eyes and walks back to the till. As the line of customers wearing denim jackets and cut jeans now extends through the door, a father with his two daughters walks up to the till.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm all right. I ordered a strong decaf latte, but it isn't strong enough. Tastes a bit weak to me.
Oh, do you just want us to make you a new one then?
Yep, and can we get two vanilla milkshakes?
Sure. Is that on savings?
More like spending.
Good one. Just tap when you're ready.
The kitchen has opened and now customers begin to order food. Emily switches places from the till, picks up her notepad and pencil and heads to table three.
Hey, what would you like today?
Can I just get the Avo smashed, but can I get my eggs soft, poached? Not snotty, but not well done.
Oh, so medium rare?
Yeah, and could I grab an oldie supreme? That's just an espresso shot, half boiling water and half milk in just the one mug.
I'll see if we can do that, but it shouldn't be a problem.
Sorry if I'm being difficult.
No.
Also, I brought my own homemade almond milk, if you could use that.
What do you mean?
Here, just for the oldie supreme. You can use this milk. I made it myself.
Okay, thanks, I guess.
You're welcome.
Emily switches back to the till as the morning rush is now finished and closing time is soon approaching.
Hey, what can I get you guys?
You know, we'd like to try two of your famous almond croissants, please.
Oh, sorry, we're all sold out.
Sold out? We came all the way from America for this.
You came all the way from America for an almond croissant?
Yeah, but please don't stress. We'll just walk down the road to Loon now instead.
Okay, enjoy your time there.
Oh, Emily prepares to close the till and begins to pack up as one last customer arrives.
Hey, how can I help you?
Do you have any sandwiches left?
Yep, we have one left. Are you vegetarian?
I am, but I eat chicken.
All right, we have one last chicken sandwich you can have.
That would be great. And a long black?
Sure, what's your name for the order?
Jacob, to take away, obviously.
Emily prepares her last order for the day as she's about to clock out and head out. She grabs a long black and the chicken sandwich from the kitchen.
Jacob, long black.
Is that my takeaway?
Jacob?
Yes, thanks. Oh, could you double cup it? It's really hot.
Sure.
Emily packs up the till, stops the Spotify playlist that she hears on repeat every day and walks out the door. Having given out all her fucks, now Emily is without any fucks to give for the rest of her Sunday. Fade out. Finish. Wow. I mean, he's encapsulated a Melbourne hipster cafe experience perfectly. It's
the
great.
The accent was phenomenal, Mason. I thought that we'd had a voiceover.
Yeah, I love the accent.
It changed. You had five different voiceover artists.
Yeah, oh, it was beautiful.
It changed each time.
That was great.
Guys, there's nothing like watching a movie and being outraged and then realising that it's based on a true story. And so Gideon has said that that was based on true stories from a hipster cafe in Carlton.
Oh, right. So he observed all that and then he wrote it down because it was too good to forget.
So, George, now that you've been spending a bit of time as a screenwriter, any feedback from Gideon, anything that you'd like to see?
Well, the first bit of feedback, you touched on it, it's not a good look for the whole cast to sit down and do a table read and no one can pronounce the title. And
Sure.
And the names of the characters. Mm-hmm.
But isn't that hipster? Isn't that good though? Like, if you're trying to, you're not going to go Dave's Diner and just set some hipster scene. I had to look up Devotion, and that's how it's said on YouTube. Devotion.
Right.
And so
it was. I think it was kind of more of a bit observational sketch, I would say. There wasn't much intention and obstacle from the start.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the intention and the obstacle, like, can you identify any?
Well, I think she just wanted to get through her day, but she had to deal with all these idiot customers.
Yeah.
Is that not obstacle?
I guess so. Yeah, but I mean, it's work sometimes.
I think one thing that I would potentially suggest is changing out the thing from customer five and giving give them names. Because I don't know if you remember on the masterclass, I think Aaron Sorkin said that when it comes to actually giving the final script, it's good for everyone to have a name. Is that true? Did you hear that or did I make that up? Have you watched the whole masterclass?
I haven't watched it all yet.
Okay.
It does make sense.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
But then I don't know. You sort of would want to know that it's a customer though, potentially.
Yeah, that's true. I did like American accent, like giving Mason that. That was great.
Mm-hmm. he did say put in all different types of accents. Not accents, sorry. Hipster accents, which are just, you know, brah. Like, they're not really accents.
Yeah,
they're
right.
Just, you know.
And that was really good.
I thought that the big print, is that what it's called again, GB? Yep. The big print almost has too much personality. This is my observation. Look, I'm not an expert, but just at the end, but you know, on repeat every day and walks out, like, you know, having given out all her fucks. It's very funny. It's great for us in table read. We got a good laugh. Will it be demonstrated on the screen?
Yeah,
true. Is that going to potentially be text on there? Very creative, Gideon. I think you've done a fantastic job and I really appreciate the effort.
We loved it. It was so much fun.
Bloody oath. TJ. I'm looking forward to a JJ script.
Well, I was just thinking.
Big build
so
up.
That was my week GB talk. Is this one? I feel like you should be next.
To be honest, I see why you don't do them with the criticism you throw out, because it's too hard to then feel the judgment coming back at you when you're
I think I'm projecting.
No, it's just it'd be scary. I feel scared, and then I can imagine you being scared because of how hard you judge. Or
the only other thing is, in parentheses, he said there was a bit of dialogue. So there was a line where I had I said something where I believe parentheses would normally be alluding to direction of how it should be spoken. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
What's a parenthesis?
It's just brackets.
Okay, great.
Bit of positive feedback. May stuck to the script.
Yeah.
What was that?
I did.
He stuck to the script. He didn't improv, Mason which did. Is good. Yeah, Mason did.
Any positive feedback for Gideon anymore?
Oh, I mean, you've written it. That's something. you've written a script. That was great.
So, I'd love to see your address and copyright on the first page.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see that too.
But the formatting is impeccable.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah. This is a final draft job, I reckon.
Yeah.
I think so.
Real nice.
Bloody oath.
Really good. I think the characters were like, you could really picture the characters in your head, which was great. Well done. It'd be good for someone else. Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to just send an email to screenplays@thedailytalkshow.com. Set that alias up for us, Sebs.
Have we?
Really?
No, we will.
No, we haven't done it yet.
Okay. Well, it's there.
Guys. Just send it to hi@thedailytalkshow. Don't. Do we really have to send that?
Yeah, screenplays at the. And I want to be able
also
to email back as screenplays at the Daily Talk Show.
Do you want to make a signature for that?
Yes.
How long is that going to take?
Look, I reckon you could get it turned around in less than 30.
I reckon I'll set up a Hotmail.
screenplaysundays@gmail.com. Send an email to George there.
I don't reckon that's even available. I wonder if. It'd
George,
be cool
can you
if
get
you could quick
play Sundays at Gmail.
Yeah, I get that.
Which can you then redirect that back to hi@thedailytalkshow.com?
Why don't you send it to hi@thedailytalkshow.com and just make your subject line screenplay Sundays?
Yeah.
Easy I like
solution.
That.
There you go.
I like that. Easy to search. Easy to search. I mean, feel open for feedback. This is the game. The table read and the breakdown.
If Gideon has any feedback for us.
As actors, as a stable of powerful actors.
Actually, guys, I'm not actually fucking joking. We're starting a new podcast.
Screenplaysundays.com
is available. Sevs, get the domain name now. Starting next Sunday. George, what date is next Sunday?
Oh, no.
Big announcement.
This is a big commitment.
Are you sure you want to?
Yeah.
Next Sunday.
Hang on, I'll submit it to Spotify.
The 20th?
Oh, no. Yeah, the 20th, yep.
Thanks.
20th.
On the 20th, George and I will be starting a new podcast, Screenplay Sundays, every Sunday. It's a real fun, short 15-minuter.
Yeah.
And this is, I'm being serious now. hi@screenplaysundays.com. Send us your screenplays. And we're going to have a cast every single week.
Who's on the first week?
The first week, we are joined by Matt Diavella and.
Jeez.
Keep it to one person.
And Seth Ryan Gutter. Shelton. Matt Diavella and Ryan Shelton is the threat one. What do you think?
God.
Mate, we love a launch.
And we love a promise. Love a launch, love a promise. So, any caveats now? Like, Ian, this is your moment for backpedaling and tapering down. So, you're going blue sky, and then what can you get to?
I just need to check avails on Matt and Ryan. That's probably the biggest barrier, to be honest.
Oh, God.
Well, that's
good.
And then there's a few things. Who writes the script? Who's bringing it?
Surely Ryan's got some lying around.
Yeah, I think so. They need to be sort of short. Yeah, let's work it all out. Mace, can you get that domain name as well?
Yeah, I'm just going through the registration process with Venture IP. Okay,
great. And how can you get shared hosting with them? That's sort of a great deal.
Oh, yeah, you can use the promo code TDTS for 50% off discount on your first 12 months of hosting.
Mm-hmm. Mate, that is a bargain with a great brand, if I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And so, is that an impressive domain, Josh?
ScreenplaySundays.com, I think, is great, yes.
Screenplay.
ScreenplaySundays.
Yep.
What about Sunday?
At the end, an S at the end.
Screenplay Sunday, is that there or gone?
Oh, good point. We need to get both.
Screenplay
Sunday?
We did Screenplay. I've written Screenplay Sunday in the Daily Talk Show. Episode 837 was Screenplay Sunday, no S.
Yeah, I like Sunday.
Screenplay Sunday. There's only it's good.
Screenplay is it available?
Play Sunday.
Yeah. There's only one Sunday in a week.
Yeah.
Screenplay Sunday is available. All right.
And it means we can only do one episode if we want.
That was close. I was about to check out on the other one.
On Sundays?
Yeah.
You're off your gird, mate. It's
it's a funny reference. What else is happening, GB? I haven't spoken to you this week that much. What have you been up to?
What have I been up to this week? Oh, just working. Just, you know.
Mate, just bringing in bacon, you know.
Just doing a bit of work.
Yeah?
I don't know what else to say. What have I been doing?
Are you okay, George?
Same as every other week, I guess. I am, actually. I am really okay. I had a great day. I'm so grateful at the moment. Really good.
Yeah, you were feeling a bit anxious the other morning. You had to get out for a walk, and then you realised you hadn't really been out for a walk in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, walk. Feeling good.
Have you Did implemented walk a walk? Morning. Yeah. So here you go. He's fired up. He's moving. He's getting fired his body up. Active.
Just got the Mace. Just got the 20 bucks.
Confirmation.
Tom Bank. Yeah.
Hey guys, how do I get the receipts for all of these? Or are we just?
They'll be in the bat dashboard. Yeah.
It's all in Venture IP, yep.
No worries, mate.
I'm just creating the podcast now as well, by the way. So
GB, where did you walk?
What's going on? Just around the block, really. Just around Carlton Gardens. How far? Like
45 minutes.
Carlton, Eddie, Edinburgh. Yeah, 45. Probably not even, probably half an hour. Mm-hmm. But no, feeling good. Really loved the episode on Thursday. I messaged you guys about that. That was great. Just about developing and starting a podcast and that sort of thing. Because I've had the same kind of internal struggles and with the difference between posting a video on Instagram or whatever that gets a quick reaction and you feel good about yourself compared to sticking through a podcast where you've got great listeners and everything, but there's not that, you don't get that like feedback instantly, and you just got to kind of believe that it's going well, and you got to trust the process, and the process is the funnest bit. So if you can stick through that, then you're good. But yeah, it's just a different thing than posting a little funny video and everyone saying, oh, that was great, and sharing it around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and you guys have been through that as well. So yeah, I loved that episode.
Well, thank you, JB.
But also, quick question for Mason regarding One Trick Tony.
Yep.
What are jandals?
Mate, yeah, true. Jandals, devays, jandals are thongs. Jandals. Mm-hmm. Jandals.
Are they really?
Yep. I don't know where my...
Did you not know that, GB?
Jandals.
No, but I laughed. That was so funny when you said it. I wasn't jandals, I thought it was like jandals, like jean sandals.
Yeah, that's jandals. What I thought. So there's flip-flops, which is... What is a fucking flip-flop? I guess it makes the sound, which is probably more explanatory than a jandal. What is a jandal? Like, how do you come to jandals?
I'm picturing leather. Is it leather?
No, it's rubber. It's a thong.
Yeah, but why jandal? We're trying to just work out. A flip so flop is the open, sound of the shoe.
An open foot sandal. So there's andal. I'm just wondering how
what?
You...
What? Yeah. What's a sandal?
No. Well, you get the andal from sandal.
What?
So I'm just...
What's an andal?
What are you talking about?
What's an andal?
So, jandal.
A-N-D-L-E?
Jandal?
Is andal the base of a sandal? What does andal mean? Here we go.
As in andal, sandal. Oh. So, drop the S on sandal, you get andals, right? Drop the J on jandals, you get andals as well. So, that's where it comes from. I'm just wondering why there's a J on the front.
Oh, no, hang on. Yeah. The name jandal combined the words Japanese and sandal.
There you go.
The family of John Cowie claimed that he introduced the footwear from Japan in the late 1940s, coining the name jandal in the process. They believe Yok only imported the jandals and applied for the trademark.
So there's only one
Morris Yok trademarks jandal. I think that's New Zealand... Someone in New Zealand. Inspired by the footwear he'd seen in Japan, businessman Morris Yok and his son Anthony began manufacturing the simple rubber footwear in their garage in 1957. The name jandal combined the words Japanese and sandal. There is a disagreement about whether Yok invented the jandal. The family of John Cowie claimed that he introduced the footwear... Oh, they're actually absolute bitches, these two, aren't they? From Japan in the 1940s, coining the name jandal in the process. They believe Yok only imported the jandals and applied for the trademark. Yok's son disputes this. It goes on. Jandals, LTD, initially manufactured jandals using rubber imported from Hong Kong. J. Yok & Co. arranged distribution. Skellerup took over the supply of raw materials and eventually bought the business in 1987. During the 1980s and 1990s, the brand came under threat from cheap imported imitations. In response, the owners threatened legal action to protect the jandal trademark.
My God, a fresh it's like stoush. The shoe dog story, but for the jandals.
There needs to be a doco on this. Yeah. A fresh stoush over the name broke out in 2014. Wow. When trademark owners, Gentex New Zealand LTD, asked a Hamilton-based retailer to stop using the term jandal to advertise their footwork. Meanwhile, in 2020, 97 has been fined for using the term jandal on a podcast. No, that's it. That's the jandal story. Wow, jandal. What a fucking ride. Jesus.
Japanese sandal. Oh,
The definition of an andal, there's only one, by the way, and it's to severely roast someone or something.
Andal. Well, that's what just happened.
Yeah, just absolutely andaled.
Just got andaled.
Mate. Oh,
that's classic. I mean, there could, wow, be something, there could be a show. We're definitely not doing this one. We already got a new one. Screenplay Sunday. But another show.
I had an idea for Screenplay Sunday. Uh-huh.
Yeah, go.
Okay, here we go.
So, it's so it always needs somebody who's sort of leading the table read. Mm-hmm. A part of the big media company network, we could bring in somebody who is the facilitator of it. Mm-hmm. So, there's, you know, George, you, me, it could be Sevs, it could be Tony's running the facilitating it. So, you know, the person running it's a part of the big media company network. Mm-hmm. And then we have people that might be in the company as well, but also outside of it that want to come in and do the read. Mm-hmm. And so, I could imagine Tony facilitating it. So, we build out like a playbook of like, here's some rules around how you got to host it. And serve it up, you know, you saying you got to know the bloody INT intro or, you know, these
interior
fundamentals. Interior, you got to know these. Yeah. And then you host it and facilitate it.
And so, Tony, should we get Tony to host it then? Is that what you're saying?
Well, what I'm saying is it's a rotating door. It's the Screenplay Sunday. It's like a venue. Screenplay Sunday is actually... the comedy club. There's a venue, and then there's the team that
so we need
sort
to
of
buy
run.
A pub.
No, it's not virtual, a real pub. It's a virtual pub.
Are you doing
it's
like in a roundabout way of mentioning, like describing a podcast.
What I'm saying is,
but you talk in it and you subscribe to it, and it's
what
RSS.
I'm saying is. Do you get what I'm saying, George? You get what I'm saying?
Not really. So there's just one person who rotates. Who
I'm saying that rather than. Having to lock yourself into something, Josh, mm-hmm. we actually have a team of people that can be facilitating it and
so
then there's other people on it.
You kicked me off my own show.
You're very much known for putting your hand up for too much work and uh-huh. then pulling out and not doing any. So
let's see that play out. Don't fucking project it on me day one. Let it be episode 5 being like, where's Josh? Yeah. I'll be on the phone. I'll have a line, but it's over the telephone.
You're in Tony's ear. Tony is now Josh.
I think it's a fun idea. And so
yeah. Video or no video? What do we
needs video. I was thinking we need to get the YouTube channel.
Okay, great. And so I was thinking you sent that plugin for Chrome, the extension mm-hmm. that runs the screenplay down the side of the page as you watch the film.
Yes.
Now it's not a film. But do we want to run the screenplay down the side as it's read out on the show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to do that.
Oh, that's
big call.
Okay, great.
I like it.
So who's cool. Is that hard so who's work? Who's putting all this together?
Well, GB.
Yeah. Are we reading our own, like? Are we writing a new script each week? Is it original scripts?
On the site, on the dynamic site, there'll be a section to upload, and so you've got. Your own script and you upload it.
There's a form.
So who's
yeah, there's also
website.
A chatbot. It feeds into HubSpot and so we will be tracking your clicks.
I
want a 1-800 number for this.
Well, we do have it. We'll put a number and a chatbot on the site.
Yeah. I think a 1-800 number would be good.
We need to pay for that. That's an extra screenplay? Expense.
So
look, guys, this has already cost us $20. This conversation.
I think it was worth it. No, it was great. And so, but
it's
in all
domain.
Seriousness... Screenplay Sunday.
I love it.
I think it's a good domain.
Yeah. And so we just need to... So from here, GB, mm-hmm. I'm going to start working on the artwork now and get it all on. Like, go now. Yep. If you're listening to this, go... actually, no, it's going to take 48 hours to get onto Apple.
Yeah,
it's
no, going to don't, be mid, don't do it yet.
Mid next just, week, it will be up.
Yeah.
Mid this week, sorry. Depending
on... We'll do a big launch next week.
Yeah,
this and week. So format... Okay, well, we can discuss format... Maybe off air, but
and I'll speak.
It's the most. It's the clearest format of any show that we have. Screenplay.
Know,
you
like,
read through it. You do a table read.
Does the guest bring in a screenplay?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe
it's a big ask.
It is
there's
a big
also,
ask. It's also a big ask to write a screenplay every week.
A guy Walt in Ipswich in Queensland, a voiceover artist. I could imagine we could get Walt involved. Oh, with like,
is there like
go on.
Yeah. could we just download some screenplay? Is there like a free screenplay.com or something?
I'm sure what? So you're saying there. You're already outsourcing the screenplay bit?
Well, mate, here's the edit thing.
What's the biggest challenge for you, GB, with this?
I mean, no, just...
That he found out about it 5 minutes ago.
Are you fired up about it?
I am fired up. It's a good motivation. If it gets you writing, then great.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, it means that we can't use this for weekend banter anymore.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, so... That's all right. It's its own thing.
Can we drop that bit in? Yeah. Nah, it's all good.
Who's got a cherry picker at their house?
Removalist truck?
Oh, yeah. I'd say, mate.
The NBN guy.
When you have a kettle worth $400, you better fucking hope it sounds like a cherry picker.
Is that the $400 kettle? Let me guess, wedding present.
Well, we had money. We've been through this. Wedding. We bought it. Yeah. We bought a...
Reset.
KitchenAid. KitchenAid. Mate, I only just worked it out. This is when you know it delivers. Or you know you're a dumbass, is when you work out 3 years into having it that you can hold the temperature of the water. So you can hold it. It just won't go. It just keeps coming back.
I want to have a cup of tea at 80.
Yeah, that. But then say, oh no, I need to go take a dump, which takes me 45 minutes. And I want to make sure that as soon as I get back, I don't have to include
a shower?
No, that's just walking to the toilet. It's another 40.
Shit and shower.
It's a 3-hour process, guys. Mm. And then I come back 3 hours later and it's still at 80. Because what it does, George, drops to 75. Oh, got to get that back up to 80 for Tommy. You know what he's like after he's done a shit.
What do you like?
Empty.
Yeah, I feel pretty shivering. Empty. Pretty depressed. Pretty fucking broken, to be honest. Pretty broken.
No, just quickly, I was saying to Bree, she wouldn't allow me to get it, and she hates when I say that because I can do what I want. I'm not sort of held hostage.
But can you?
No, I can. I could get this. She'd be pissed off, but I could get it. No, there's a smart mug that I've been wanting to get.
You are a fucking smart mug, mate. Thank you. Look at you. Look at that mug.
So it's called Ember. E-M-B-E-R. And it's the world's first temperature controlled mug.
Oh wow, looks sick.
And so
travel mug.
It plugs in via USB.
USB-C.
Yeah. And it's got like a plate, like a heating plate. And so it will keep your drink at the perfect temperature at all times.
Dude.
But Brie was like, sick. I get your coffee Sounds every cancerous. Morning from the cafe. It's like I'll pour it in, I said.
It's got an app.
Yep, it's got
you're
an
controlling
app,
so you it via an app.
How good is that? Oh, do you think
dude. That's cool? Dude, if you talked about this earlier, I would have bought it for your birthday tomorrow.
Oh, it's a great idea, isn't it? But it's fucking... It's not cheap. $170 Australian is a lot for a mug. That's more
dude,
than
the no, mugs oh, what, I tried I'm looking at a stage. Different one. I'm looking at a $260 mug.
Yeah, that's the long travel one. That's the travel mug.
Just the... it looks cool. Would you get black or white? Black looks great. Yeah. Black does
Oh, cool. What colour?
Black.
White sold out. Luckily that, you know, you like your darker shades, baby.
It looks good,
that
doesn't
it? That is sick, dude. I don't like many gimmicks, but fuck.
I mean, yeah,
annoying
really...
though. You have to install another app on your phone. You've just been trying to clean out that homepage for ages.
Yeah, true. Yeah, but you'd do it, wouldn't you?
Ember Mug 2? Is that which one do you like?
Yeah, I mean, I would think app-controlled. Yeah, I mean, I didn't look into it enough. Let's see what the one-star reviews are just to give us some perspective.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to charge us every 11, day. It lasts 11% for 1.5 hours.
One-star reviews on Amazon. Okay, here we go. failed within 3 months, so that's not good. She loves her new mug, but unfortunately it started peeling inside, like the photos in the reviews. In other reviews, okay. Yeah, so it's got an issue. Very poor quality. Ember app doesn't work. That didn't last long. Wow. To spend so much for a coffee mug to have it delaminate / chip on the inside bottom after only 4 months. Really disappointing. Avoid gadget factor. Buy a Yeti. Okay, what's a Yeti?
A car?
Y-E-T-I. Does Yeti not hold cup. Charge long enough. Very disappointed. I drink coffee throughout the morning with Ember. It loses the charge. And I mean, I don't have to worry whether my coffee's charged or not.
Imagine that charge. Annoyance.
Yeah, no, it's like, I don't wear my fucking Apple Watch because I keep forgetting to fucking charge it. It's like, oh no. I'm just going to have a coffee and it's not fucking charged.
Yeti star, great.
For $10, the Mr. Coffee mug warmer is a much better product. Also, yep. My non-powered Yeti mug lasts way longer. Okay, so the Yeti must be like a swell bottle.
It is.
Yeti is like a thermos cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which doesn't have the appeal of a USB-C, right?
No.
And the Mr. Coffee mug warmer looks real pov.
Yeah, well, that is essentially a hot plate. You're plucking a hot plate into your computer. Like, that's...
Yeah.
I'm worried about fucking knocking into a can of drink, let alone fucking burning myself. How much fucking energy is that taking? Laptop fucking dies because I've been trying to heat up the hot plate.
Yeah.
Can make an omelette on it, probably. That's great. Okay, so Screenplay Sunday, every Sunday, .com. Starting September 20th. Put it in the calendar. It's going to be great. Ryan Shelton, Matt Diavella, with special co-host Tony Lodge joining us. Really pumped
for episode one.
For episode one.
Great.
Yeah, they won't be on every episode, obviously.
I also thought, what about like people who write their scripts actually get on to call the... What do you call it?
No, that'd be great.
You call it... What do you call it? Setting the... Like you reading the big text.
The big print, yeah.
Is there a name for that person?
The screenwriter?
Yeah, so that's could, what could they you, just called yeah, the screenwriter. Is there no sort of title outside of screenwriter?
What were you going to say, Mace?
TJ, were you going to go along the lines of them recording it at home and then putting it into a soundboard and then playing it out?
There is something in that.
Yeah, there's something in that. Bloody oath.
Yeah.
Bloody oath.
I did. It would be great if you could record. if you're writing a script, record yourself doing the screenplay name and all of the interior stuff. And then George will sort it all out
and put it into
the roadcaster and play it out on the show.
There is something about the celebrity guest also reading, having the guests read the big print, just to make it sort more sort of interactive.
Mm. Love this.
I love it.
So Screenplay Sunday. How many people? So me, GB.
Yeah. How many?
Are you guys keen on this or no? TJ, Seth?
Six. I reckon six people. You're gonna have six people in.
So me, GB, Tony.
Six.
And then
two Ryan, guests and one other
Matt,
person.
And who else? We'll think about it. Do you want to come on?
Yeah. I'll jump in. Yeah, fuck it. Okay. First episode.
Yeah.
Bring it big. All right, guys.
Nice.
But we'll send it to you once today, it's done to upload.
I'm too busy setting up that website that's taken 3 hours to set up that drag and drop in your script, thing. You know?
And you'll need to... we'll need our own Chrome extension.
Yeah. Does it have a shop integration? Because we need that right now.
Yeah,
shop. WooCommerce, please. WooCommerce.
Buy the script.
Screenplay Sunday mugs. That is a great idea.
Buy the script.
That's a great idea.
Does BMC own every script that comes through?
Absolutely.
I don't want to get sued.
It's on the form. It's on the form.
Yeah. So do we need Ronan to write up our legal terms?
Gideon's brother is a lawyer. He's been on the show.
What about what could we give every single every single person who gets their screenplay read out on Screenplay Sunday? Get something. I haven't worked out what it is.
Yeah, it gets a waiver form with complete handover of rights.
Yeah. What about this?
No.
I mean, this could be either more work or less work. I'm not sure. We do a Jack Post format where every second week it's the screenplay filmed and finished.
Great. When we're back in the office,
So it's a two-week format where week one we run through.
I've got this. Animation.
I like
$4,000 and pop.
I think that we could do. No, I think like week to week, Sunday, low barrier to entry, let's get it going. Okay, perfect.
Don't get ahead of yourself, George. Jesus Christ.
This is good.
One foot in front of the other.
All right. Yeah, that's it. That's it, Sevs. You know what? That's a really good perspective. Yeah. Alrighty. Enjoy your Sundays. Screenplay Sunday. Really looking forward to it. It's a daily talk show. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you guys.